Monty.
Brody.
No, I was at a family wedding the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was pretty emotional.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Even the cake was in tears.
Oh, that's average. You didn't go to a wedding? Whose wedding?
Stop talking over the intro. God, you're annoying.
Well, welcome back to the Good Always Podcast.
Episode 13.
Episode 13.
13!
How exciting.
Buddy's kick 13!
That you don't get that reference. No, God, no. It's footy?
Yeah.
Buddy Franklin.
Correct.
Ah.
Kick 13. 13 goals.
Oh, okay. Just didn't kick 13 balls.
No.
How many games? How many balls do they have in a game? Just the one, right?
No, there's a couple.
Just is there?
Not at one point.
Oh. No, I would, if that was the case, if it was 13 balls in play, I'd absolutely watch it.
It's like Quidditch.
It is. Yeah, Brody.
Yes, mate.
It's your birthday today, Brody. Happy birthday. A special birthday episode.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in and recording on your birthday.
It's my pleasure, really. You're welcome.
Sure, fair enough.
Yep.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm feeling old, feeling sore, feeling...
43 today, right?
Shut up.
Did the kids get you anything good this morning?
Why are we here? You know what? I take it back. It's not my pleasure. It's actually torturous to be around you sometimes.
Torturous?
No, it's not. It is a privilege to spend my birthday alongside you, opposite you, at this table.
Mm.
The kids didn't get me anything.
Genuinely, how's your day been?
Been really good. It has been really good. Went and had a nice lunch with you.
Oh, yeah.
And our mate Ryan, who submitted the game last week.
Week before last.
We just record so much now. It all blurs into
all
one.
It all blurs together. We did have a lovely lunch.
So that was really nice. And not just we've had lunch and someone promised the world this time. We actually enjoyed our lunch without the preconceived ideas of what our lunch should taste like. But yes, and then I've got dinner tonight, which should be really nice. And how's your day going?
It's good. It's been quite busy today, actually. Feeling a bit run down, a bit tired towards the end of a very busy term. So, yeah, a bit tired, but it's been a good day. The weather's just been stunning. I've been really enjoying this shift towards sun. And it's got my mood up a lot as well. I love winter. I do love winter a lot, but just that turn towards summer.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's pretty special.
Very special.
I'm similar to you. I like winter.
Yeah?
I like dressing for winter.
Yes. But that's why this time of year, or like last week, for example, perfect. You got heaps of sun, but it's still quite cold. You can still wear, chuck a beanie on in the morning.
Ever the fashionista. you can put a beanie on.
Yeah, with beanie on, mate. it's great weather.
Yeah, absolutely. Was that my phone or your phone?
I think it must be yours.
Has to be. Birthday boy. there you go. What have you got for me?
What? Is that how this works? I forget.
I don't know.
Let me check my list. I don't have anything. I think we're going quite freestyle this episode, which is quite exciting. We've got only a little bit planned. It's like a real conversation. You're kidding. On purpose.
Wow. Welcome to the Good Always Podcast. If you haven't heard our episodes before, this is actually how we structure everything.
This is structure.
Yep.
Which I think is the most authentic way to do it, really.
Okay. Well, it's worked. It's worked well so far.
Yeah, it's worked very well.
Yep.
All right. What do you want to start with? This is great. No, let them in on this. This is great. This is part of the process.
Jeez. No wonder we're not getting any listeners.
Oh, come on, mate. We get heaps.
No wonder we're not winning that award that you
We recently... Oh, we'll talk about that in a moment. I was accumulating all our data to apply for this award, which we'll talk about in a moment.
Very busy man. Are
you shut up, Matt? You're on thin ice, buddy, with this podcast team. And we've hit... Our total number of downloads are over 1,200 right now.
Huge!
Which is incredible.
Great news.
Yeah. That doesn't mean that we have that many listeners, but on average we get... You know, 50 to 120. We're doing.
And we've said to each other from the start that even if one person listens to our ramble, and listens to us, make each other laugh, and if we can make someone else laugh, then that's a win. And if we can get 50 people laughing,
that's great.
Even better.
50 is better than zero.
Yeah.
Even like you've always said that. This last month, our average has been 250 downloads per month.
Really?
Mm.
Is that because the month before we didn't upload? Or?
No. Well, maybe.
Wow, we've seen an incredible increase.
Speaking of
the
Australian Podcast Awards, hey?
Yeah.
So, look, let me tell my side of the story first.
Go for it.
All right?
Yes.
I got an email. I check the emails, the Good Always Podcast.
Because you don't share the login.
Matt, you have all the details.
I've asked you so many
times.
No, you haven't. No, because it doesn't work.
Now, don't raise your voice at me. sometimes I don't know. But I saw an email. It was from, I don't know if it's we got it just because we were a registered podcast in Australia, but from the Australian Podcast Awards, inviting us to apply for the Rising Star Award, which is for brand new podcasts.
Yep.
And it's for podcasts pretty much in the exact situation we have that have uploaded, started fairly recently in the last year, ideally.
Mm-hmm.
Have a pretty small base, but have started to make some sway in a specific area.
Yeah.
I was like, great, that sounds a lot like us. We've got some really cool feedback from people. I reckon we could consider ourselves a rising star. So I spent some time writing up our application. I put together some reviews, some details. And about a week before it was due, I asked Brody to put together a little sound clip. You needed like a 15-minute sound clip just for my episodes, and you said, "Yep, I'm on it." And then I checked in again, and you said, "Yep, don't worry, I'll do it." And the deadline was Monday, and then they pushed the deadline back to Tuesday, and you said, "Oh, sweet, I'll put it in on Tuesday then."
You didn't tell me when the deadline actually was. You said they've extended it, so we're in with the sniff. And I was like, "Beautiful, got plenty of time," expecting it to be the end of the week.
And I thought it was end of the day Tuesday. But for some reason, midday Tuesday is when they close the application. And so when we logged in...
Such a bizarre time.
So annoying. Anyway, so we logged in at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. And we missed it. So we are clearly not rising stars. We are...
Yeah,
struggling.
Well, I actually still think we have a chance.
How? We're not in the competition.
Because I logged in.
I tried it today and it didn't work. And we're not going to win that award now. And it's your fault.
There's always next year.
If we make it to next year.
We just squeeze into the...
right now, mate, you and I.
You said that it's a two... You have to be, 2 years old or something? Not as a person, as a podcast. What a two-year-old podcast.
Happy birthday to Brody. One.
Sesame Street.
I think it said two... I'll have to double check what the parameters are.
Yeah.
I might send them an email and just see if we can do it later.
Like, hey, we know we're going to win. Just let us back in.
Yeah.
So we're not nominated.
So... don't go out there and vote for us for the Australian Podcast Awards.
Until we tell you that we're back on.
Until maybe, which could be this time next year.
Yeah, or next week.
Mm. Oh, but anyway.
Yeah.
That was our ill-fated attempt to win an award.
Yes. So we were so close to becoming an award-nominated podcast.
We couldn't even nominate ourselves. It would have been so easy. We had to do it in the time frame.
It was literally
we could have pretended
us.
We were an award.
We had to do it. It wasn't up to someone else. To submit it on our behalf.
All we had to do was press submit before the time, or we could have pretended we were award nominated.
Yeah.
By us. Nominated by you and I.
Yeah. No one needed to know that.
So we are now officially an almost award nominated podcast. Congratulations, Brody.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. Such a privilege to win this award. Look, if we do manage to weasel our way back into this award, we'll definitely let
you know. Yep.
But for now, don't vote for us. Now, Monty, you made reference to the fact that it is my birthday today. And
23, right?
Good, you got it right this time. Fantastic. 23.
There's a little window where we're the same age and we're in there right now.
Yeah.
Sweet spot.
Yeah.
It's not a little window, it's half a year.
Grand scheme of things. It's a little window.
It is, yeah.
And I don't want to make it too much about my birthday. I'm not that kind of person. I'm not the kind of person that celebrates a birth year. Like, there's people out there who are like, oh, no, it's my birth year or my birth week.
But birth year doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's my birth month.
Birth week I find quite self-indulgent.
Oh, birthday even.
Birthday? Birth hour?
Like, you're not 10 anymore. Grow up.
I actually do not like birthdays. I hate the attention being on me.
It's shocking.
Awful. It's awful.
Very annoying.
Is that what we're talking about?
No.
Oh.
No. Anyway. So what are we talking about, Monty? Well, in the lead up to today and just throughout this year, with a couple of our friends turning 23 throughout the year, seen a couple of captions on Instagram and Facebook and I guess a meme maybe even, that reads, "No one likes you when you're 23. Now, I know it's a bit of a joke, right? And I get that, you're getting old. Someone even referred to me as mid-20s this morning, which is rough because that's actually 2 years away. But no one likes you when you're 23, apparently. Now, as I said, I know it's a joke, but I know that there's also people out there that this could actually really impact and people that might actually take this on board. So I just want to touch on that very, very briefly. In episode 2, I want to say, maybe 3, I talked about happiness. Mm. I told you and on the air,
Was that our broadcast episode? Forgot about that one.
I don't know. Told the public.
Public, yep.
That where I was at with my own journey was I just wasn't really happy. And I wasn't happy with where I was mentally or physically. And it was a real struggle for me. And I sit here as I reflect on turning 23 and as I reflect on the caption of "No one likes you when you're 23. And I think about this. It has been an incredible period of growth for me personally over the last 8 months, 9 months. From going from episode 2 or 3 and saying publicly that I wasn't happy with who I was and I wasn't happy with where I was at, to putting in a lot of work and a lot of effort into understanding what works for me, understanding my own mental health, understanding what I need. To be able to sit here and reflect on the notion or the caption that no one likes you when you're 23 and sit here and say, that is a load of shit. Might have to put the explicit on this one. Because, and I say this really vulnerably and I say this really emotionally, where I'm at right now, whether anyone likes me or not, I love myself. And I'm incredibly proud of my growth and my journey and my resilience over the last 9 months. I'm incredibly proud of myself for being okay asking for help. I'm incredibly proud of the fact that as a bloke, as a man, I can sit publicly and say that I was struggling. I'm super grateful for the people around me that have supported me on this journey, like yourself, and incredible friendships that I have in my life that have sat with me, listened to me cry, listened to me be angry, upset, emotional. So the point of this is, if no one likes you when you're 23, do what you can to make sure that you love yourself. Be that kind of person in your circles, in your communities that can actually say that as well and not feel, you know, have it come across as like, oh yeah, I love myself like a a-hole. But love yourself for who you are and love yourself for the journey. I love, you know, my successes just as much as I love my failures. And I think there's a lot of power in that. And I think, yeah, more people need to own the fact that they are on a journey and more people need to own the fact that they do love themselves. Because when you do, you put out an incredible energy, an incredible aura, and it attracts a lot of positivity. And that's something I've noticed over the last couple of months is that growing to be totally okay with who I am and pretty really happy, being really genuinely happy, and seeing a lot of positivity come into my life has been really awesome, really overwhelming. I love me. I love the people around me. Whether they like me or not, doesn't matter.
So, Brody, I've got a little game for us to play, and there's two reasons I want to play this game.
Yep. What is it?
The first one's not a very serious reason. The first one is that, you know, we're talking about coming of age and
being 23. I said I don't want this to be a birthday episode.
It's not a birthday. But it is. But we are both...
It's my birth week.
We both birth year. Every year. but we both grew up in the same era. You know, we were at the back end of the 90s. We were both born late 90s. And there's a lot of those posts that you see on Facebook that are like, you know, only 90s kids will get this.
I'm like, yep.
Am I a 90s kid? Are you a 90s kid?
Yeah, I see what
you're barely.
Yeah.
We're both 98?
Yep.
Barely, just on the cusp, you know. I'm very happy to say that I was born in the 90s. I'd hate to have a 2000.
Yeah, but we're in 3 decades, 2 millennia.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Or something like that.
Hopefully get to 3. No, that's how that works. But regardless,
sorry,
getting off track here. We're barely 90s kids, and so I thought this would be a good opportunity to sort of assert if we did grow up in the same era, and if we are really 90s, you know, youth. And what I've got is I've got some themes from famous 90s cartoons.
Ooh.
And we're going to have a listen together. This is something we can do together. On YouTube that's put together a compilation that doesn't have any video or anything, so we can do this together and try to figure out how many of these we can get correct.
Theme songs of
famous 90s cartoons.
Cartoons weren't really my thing. Like, I never watched a lot of cartoons. Like, I'm big on 90s sitcoms and stuff like that, so I reckon it would be a real challenge. I don't know about you.
I think I'm actually pretty good with cartoons, better than sitcoms probably, but I guess we'll see. Look, the second reason I want to do this is just like, I was just thinking about our purpose as a podcast recently when I was filling out our form. I think one of the, as discussed, I think that one of our purposes, as we've already demonstrated, is about having conversations and opening up cool conversations that people don't normally have.
Yep.
But I think the other part of that is just keeping engaging and making it a fun podcast. And I think this is a really fun thing we can do together. Right. I love we can play games together. When it's just one-sided, it's not quite as fun.
What are you trying to say?
I don't know. I'm sick of making games for you. Oh,
maybe we should do the newspaper quiz after.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Here's our first 90s cartoon theme song.
Okay.
And play along at home on your drive. We won't stop you.
We can't.
Iconic one. You know this one.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's The Simpsons.
It is The Simpsons.
I never watched The Simpsons. Like, have never seen an episode of The Simpsons.
You've never seen an episode?
No.
But you recognise this?
Yeah.
Wow. Well done. I love The Simpsons. I've watched heaps of The Simpsons.
Cool.
Number two. Yes. I know this song. You don't know this song?
No.
There we go. Powerpuff Girls.
Oh!
You must have seen that in the background at some point. I actually took me a while to get that. I had to hear the names and then I got it.
I don't remember watching.
Really? It. Okay. Let's keep going. So far, I think I'm doing a lot better than you, hate to say.
50%. I'm more what happened to it being a game we played together?
Damn it, I forgot. I did watch a lot of cartoons growing up, though, to be fair. Like, I loved that Sunday morning cartoon vibe. And I have an older sister that loved cartoons as well, there so... Yeah. I don't know if you guys are watching like nature documentaries or something boring, but somebody else is watching these.
Playing sport.
So what's that? All right, number three. Ooh. Ominous. I don't know this one. This could literally be anything.
Yeah, it's very...
It's just deep, dark music.
Oh.
I'm going to say we don't know this one.
Hang on. Keep going.
It is...
No. Don't tell me. Oh, it's gone.
That's
Don't tell me.
What's your best guess?
I don't know. I was going to say Ben 10.
Batman, the animated series. I never watched that. Okay.
That does make sense.
That checks out. All right, next up.
The Looney Tunes.
Is it Looney Tunes? Warner Brothers is...
It's Looney Tunes.
What is it? Jesus.
Swearing it, is
it? I don't remember that being in the song. I don't know this one. Do you know this one? I'm going to say Looney Tunes.
It sounded very Looney Tunes. But the sensory was a bit weird.
Oh, Animaniacs. I'd never actually watched that. I'd heard of it. That century was a bit weird. What do they say in that trailer that we're missing out on? It's a bit worrying. Animaniacs. Okay.
I'm not doing too well. That's what I was saying, probably.
Oh.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Ah, I know this one. I'm sure. An absolute classic. Very short episodes. Oh, what a classic. Man, I'm pretty. It's Johnny Bravo.
Johnny
Bravo. Yeah. What a hero. Oh, I love Johnny Bravo.
Big Johnny.
But we're doing okay so far. I reckon we go... We've got three. What did you say?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, you need help.
Sorry.
I reckon we're three out of five so far.
Yep.
You ready to keep going?
Not really. No. Go on. Bring back Mental Health Charity of Beer, I reckon. Arthur.
Arthur. It is Arthur.
Hey!
It's a really good theme song, the Arthur theme song.
Yeah, really.
So you watched Arthur, that's one you've actually seen.
Loved Arthur.
Really?
Our first pet rabbit. Hang on. Oh. What was the name of the rabbit from Arthur?
Oh, no, I don't know.
Anyway.
You've got to figure this out.
I think Buster.
That was our first.
The name of our first rabbit.
What is Arthur? Is he a bear?
I think that question was answered recently.
Oh, really?
He's
some sort of strange animal, isn't he?
Yeah. An aardvark.
Ah, oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go two more.
Okay.
I've decided.
So drag on this episode a little bit.
Games. All right. Ooh, this is familiar. Would it be Foster's Home for Imaginary Kids?
What the hell is that? Never heard of that.
Or Courage the Cowardly Dog. Are my two guesses.
Wow, I've got no idea. Not a clue.
Let's have a look. Ah, oh, Dexter's Laboratory. Damn, I knew still, I knew it from somewhere.
Still no idea.
That one's annoying. I did watch a lot of Dexter's Lab.
What
in the day.
Use are you if you're the one that's actually watched cartoons and you're not...
No, I'm not doing as well as I'd like. Let's go one more. This is our redeeming one.
Okay.
Oh, it's a good one.
Me too.
All right. Here we go.
Ooh.
Oh, God. This is not even a bit familiar. Oh, no idea. Do you know this one?
No, I like the tune.
I like the tune, but I've... I'd love to do another one of this, so I've got no idea what this one
what is.
It is.
Tell me.
Oh.
Doug.
I remember.
We're nowhere near it.
No, we are nowhere near it. Let's go one more. Wind, water, heart, go. I mean. Oh, Captain Planet.
There you go.
Captain Planet and the Planeteers. I never watched this, but I just said Captain Planet. So.
There you go. Makes it easier that they've actually said it.
Yeah.
In the intro. Anyway.
It was Captain Planet and the Planeteers.
There we go. So
maybe we aren't 90s kids.
Nah. Next week we'll do the sitcom version.
Yeah, okay. That might be our redeeming one. I'm not impressed. I thought we would get one of those.
I reckon there's going to be a whole bunch of people listening to this just like screaming.
I know.
As long as they're driving
to
work.
I can think of a few people who will be annoyed at us.
Yep.
We try our hardest.
Sorry, okay? Everyone.
Sorry, all of you.
Yeah. Sorry, everyone else that isn't right here.
Well, now, you know, we're getting close to the question of are we actually 90s kids as you turn 23.
Thanks, mate. Mons.
Oh, no.
I received some feedback.
I can see Brody. Yeah, he's opening the feedback window again. Oh, I hate this part.
It's an interesting comment that was made. One of our best mates, who I just expected... To listen to our podcast.
As a friend would.
As a friend.
Yep.
But, you know, you can't be everything for everyone.
No.
And finally, he tuned in. I think it was episode 12. The last one. Are You Okay, Day One.
Oh, yeah. Good episode.
He heard your song. Liked your song. But he said, I listened to the first 16 minutes. I said, thanks. I said, yeah, it was a pretty good effort considering I wanted to turn it off after the fourth minute. I was like, oh.
It was so brutal.
It was a bit of pill to swallow, that's for sure. I was like, why? Like, what? Give us some constructive criticism at least. And he said it lacked purpose and direction. I was like, okay.
I can see. Look, direction I can understand a little bit.
Based on us fumbling our way through the start of the song. But this is where it turned from being a really negative bit of feedback to really positive, because he goes, it lacked purpose and direction. It kind of reminded me a bit of an episode of Seinfeld. I was like, thank you. What I'm saying is, essentially, in the podcast world, we are just as good as what an episode of Seinfeld is.
One of the most acclaimed TV shows ever.
Yeah.
That's when I thought that maybe we don't need to take this person's feedback to heart, because if they...
You know the best part? We can say whatever we want about him right now. He'll never know. He's not going to listen to it.
Oh, that's true. We could mention his name.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Because then people are going to visit his profile. I don't want that. He doesn't deserve it.
I don't deserve it. We're going to talk about getting him onto the podcast at some point. But
go on.
Absolutely.
The line's straight through that name.
And when we're an award nominated podcast, he's going to regret that decision.
Oh, big time. So, yeah, for those wondering, if anyone ever asks, what is the Good Always podcast? You could go, oh, it's like Seinfeld for your ears.
It's going on Instagram. Seinfeld for your ears.
Good Always.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like an episode of Seinfeld.
That should be our... That's going to be... Every time we have to give positive feedback for something, that's it. Like an episode of Seinfeld.
Like an episode of Seinfeld. So, there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And the feedback window is closing. So, Macca, today is the...
Who?
Moika. Today is the 23rd of September.
It is, yeah.
It's your birthday.
Oh, God.
Just in case you're wondering. one thing that I was interested to see... Oh, just checking the phone. It's a bit bored. One thing I was interested to see...
Sorry, mate, it's my birthday.
Have you ever looked at who you share a birthday with? It's an interesting concept. You know, there's 365 days in a year.
Yeah.
There's always going to be some crossover.
Well, there was... I remember in high school, I was one of probably five people in my year group that was born on this day.
Oh wow! Yeah. Really? So, I don't think there's. I think two people I shared a birthday with.
Wow!
Popular birthday.
There you go. People just want to be born on the same day as me. That's what it is.
Okay. I thought it'd be fun to look at some of the people that you share a birthday with that are also celebrating a special day today.
Sure.
Or, you know, they might not be alive still.
Yeah.
Probably a weird way to phrase it. And just see what you think about these people.
Yep.
If you reckon they deserve to celebrate on the same day as you.
I like that.
What do you reckon?
A lot of power.
If they
here.
Can hold the space that you have on the 23rd.
These are well-known people?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Okay, cool.
Well, most of them.
Well, obviously. I'm one of them, so.
Yeah. Number one. Oh, Brody Mac. There we go.
Tick.
Number one is Bruce Springsteen.
Really?
Bruce Springsteen's 23rd from 1949.
Wow.
It's an old dude.
Obviously.
Bruce Springsteen. What do you think about Bruce Springsteen?
Oh.
Born in the USA.
Yeah. 100%. Keep him there.
Keep him there?
Yeah.
All right. He's made. He's made the list. You can celebrate.
Wow.
I imagine if you were having a birthday party and you had to invite just people that were born on the same day.
He'd be there.
Keep him. He'd be there?
Oh, 100%.
What about...
Well, I need someone to do the entertainment.
It's not us. Work, eh? What about Anthony Mackie?
Really?
Plays
the new Captain
Falcon,
Captain America.
The new Captain America.
Wow. I think
I imagine
great.
You'd be a big fan of him, right?
Yeah. He's been in the news recently.
Oh, has he?
I think he's played that role really, really well. I didn't know I was born on the same day as Anthony. We're on a first name basis now.
I think he just goes by
Maxter.
Tony.
Maxter.
Oh, the Maxter. Next one.
Yes.
Ray Charles. Obviously... Not still alive, but Ray Charles, born on the... you know Ray Charles?
I know Ray Charles. Not personally.
Ray?
Oh, Razor. Yeah.
Razor. What do you think about Ray? What a weird question. What do you think of Ray Charles? You can't say no.
I know, I feel bad saying no, don't I? Yep, keep him
on. All right, here's where it starts to get a little bit loopy.
Oh, okay.
Augustus Caesar. Or Gaius... Octavius Augustus Caesar, who was a Roman emperor from 27 BC to 14 AD.
Boring.
He was the emperor at the time that Jesus was alive, presumably. He was the first Roman emperor to be made a god, apparently.
Really?
Yeah. What do you think about that? Cool.
Well, that's impressive.
Would he be at your weird birthday party?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'll be the first person that wasn't a Roman emperor to be made a god. So.
God always.
Oh, God, let's move on. One more. Two more. One more. This is actually, it's not quite, this isn't someone who, this is someone who died on your birthday.
Great.
Sigmund Freud. Oh. Yeah. Oh, what? Which means you could be a reincarnation of Sigmund Freud.
Don't know if he didn't die in 98,
but.
Then probably not.
Is that how it works?
I don't know. Is that a thing? Yeah, well, I'm bloody over him.
Sick of hearing about him.
Sick of Sig.
Stop making it your day.
Sick of Sig. You're not sick of Sig, so, are you?
Oh, that's not what kind of get here.
Nah, just from studying counselling, just over his name. Get him out of there. I want more space.
Well, it sounds like you've got a great little party. You've got Bruce Springsteen,
Bruce,
Ray Charles,
Tony,
and possibly Augustus Caesar.
Nah, you can Org gets a thing. Okay. Sorry, Org.
Sounds like a great party, bro.
Yeah, it's just the four of us.
Just listen to Bruce Springsteen and watching Captain America.
Imagine a duet between Bruce and Ray.
Oh, that'd be incredible. And you get to sit in the audience with Captain America. With Tony.
Tony. Wow, that's a great party.
Anyway, there you go.
Thank you, Monty.
No worries.
For that.
For whatever that was.
Yeah, indeed. Anyway,
short episode today.
Yeah, nice and short. We had so much planned.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, just ran out of time.
We have.
And almost ran out of battery on my laptop. Forgot to bring the charger.
Anyway. It's a big noise upstairs. Well, thanks again, Brody, for being here on your birthday, giving up this time for the people.
On my birth year as well.
Birth year, right in the smack bang in the middle of your birth year. And I hope you have a lovely rest of your day.
Thank you, mate.
I'm looking forward to seeing you at the end of it, and I'll see you tonight. But
yeah. Thanks very much. Thanks for your wishes, Monty. And thanks, I'll see you next week.
See you next week.